Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Lily?
Yes.
Hey, this is Michael again.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hey, you know what? You sent me the email, but it doesn't say that I don't owe you guys anything and it's canceled or whatever, because I don't want the bank to come back and say that they took the money back and gave it back to you again and I owe you money. So I need you to state that we're done, you know, that it just says that, you know, it says for today, you know, so I don't know. I just don't want the bank to say, well, you didn't cancel on that day, and I don't want no problems, okay? So.
I don't understand what you are asking
I want
for.
You to give me. I want you to give me an email saying that I don't owe you anything, and the account's canceled.
There isn't any email that we can create saying that you don't owe anything for the chargeback that you're doing. We can only send you a cancellation email.
But I know you can do that, but you could also tell the bank that I canceled before or whatever, and then they'll give you the money back, okay? So,
Michael, what you're doing is a chargeback, so there's no...
Yeah.
Right, so what happens is when you do a chargeback, that bank communicates with our billing department, and then our billing department communicates with them. There isn't anything I can produce for you to give to the bank.
I know how it works, but your people might tell them, oh, he canceled and before or whatever, and the bank will reverse the fee back to you, okay?
Well, so, I understand, Michael. That's why I was trying to talk to you yesterday before you did a chargeback to offer you options, because like I said, once the bank is involved, it's out of my hands. We won't be able to offer you a refund.
So what if they reverse the money back to you? You going to refund it back to me? I don't want to play this game with you back and forth with money, okay? That's a lot of money that you guys took out of my account, and you weren't supposed to take anything, okay? So I don't understand. You know, I don't want no trouble, because the bank, all they do is stop the payment, and then they investigate it, and then you guys turn around and tell them, oh, well, you didn't count then, they'll give you the money back, and then you're going to take my money again anyway, and I still don't get anything. So,
Well, Michael, you said that yesterday, and I did go over the charges that were legitimate. Okay, I did offer to process the refund for the part that wasn't. You gotta allow me to talk if you need my help, Michael.
If you're gonna do that, then you know you still owe me money, so I'm letting you go walk off with the rest of my money, because I want something saying that I don't owe you nothing. So in case I have a trouble with the bank, I have something to give them. You understand that?
I understand what you're saying, but there isn't anything that I can produce for you to give to the bank. Because when they do a chargeback, they communicate with our billing department. So the only thing I can produce for you, which is what I just did, is your cancellation confirmation, which I know is what they're asking.
What day did you put on there then?
It's today. You got the confirmation starting today, although our notes clearly say you canceled yesterday, the 19th.
Yeah, but I did the stop payment was on, I don't know, the day before. See, you know what?
I know.
This is all a problem because you guys don't answer your phone. When I first called you and told you I was going to do this, there was nobody there. The lady said, oh, well, I'll have to have somebody call you. Well, you guys should have answered the phone when I first called you the day before that.
With you the day before that, Michael.
No, you did. I talked to another lady, and she said that she would have you call me, okay? And that was the day that I did the stop payment. I did it after that because you guys don't answer your phone. I don't know what kind of phone system you got, but when I call, it hangs up, or it's like you guys, you know, you listen to see who's calling you, you don't want to answer. So I don't know what you do. You know, you monitor your calls or whatever you do. I don't know. But, you know, somebody should answer the phone, you know. Right away, that's fishy, you know. So there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of red flags that I get with you guys. So,
well, I did answer your call directly. The system, okay.
Mm-hmm. Matthew's a dishonest guy from the beginning that got me into this mess. Okay? So, you know, since the beginning, you know, you guys, I'm not saying you because I don't even know you. You're new. But, you know, things that happened from the beginning, you know, you weren't around. But I just want to be released from you guys, and I don't want you guys, your billing department, to turn around and say, well, he canceled before that date, and they'll give you the money back, okay? Then I'm really going to be pissed off.
Well, Michael, you made the choice to dispute versus allowing us to refund you the portion that we legitimately... You have to allow me to finish, Michael, if you want me to help you. Okay.
So what are you saying, Lily? Are you basically, oh, that's my fault? So if you lose the money, that's my fault then, right? Is that what you're saying?
But what I'm saying is I was giving you options before you went and did your dispute.
Dispute before I talk to you.
Okay. So if you'd like to stop the dispute, we'd be more than happy to still offer you those options.
I can't stop the dispute. It's not going to stop.
You can, choose not to, that's okay as well.
So what are you going to do about when they talk to your billing department about it? Are they going to tell them that I'm released? Are you going to turn out and say, oh, I canceled before so they could give you the money back?
That's between the bank and our billing department, Michael.
Well, that's between me too because it's my money. So what do you mean?
You're doing a chargeback, so the bank's taking care of it.
Yeah, well, if you do, if they charge it back and you get and they give it back to you, I got you recorded, so I'm letting you know that. So if they do, I have your recording saying that you guys canceled, but you guys are just dishonest. You know, I don't trust you guys. So you shouldn't have took that money out in the first place. You took it out, and you shouldn't have. You know that you shouldn't have. So I don't know why. Who's running your shit down there, but you should have known that I shouldn't have paid any money. You should have took the money out. I mean, who's running the show down there? I mean, you just take the money out? I mean, that's dishonest. You shouldn't have took my money out of my bank account. You knew that you weren't supposed to charge me nothing, and you still owe me money. So, you know, I don't understand. So you screw me out of, $700, then you screw me out of $100 and something, which is probably more. So how much did you just screw me out of? Almost close to $1,000? $900? You know, I don't understand it. So basically you guys are going to take off and run off with my money. And, you know, I don't get nothing saying that I'm released and that I don't owe you anything, right? Yeah, I just get you're canceled. That's it, right? Because you know damn well what they're going to do.
Well, Michael, I gave you the option yesterday to allow me to review the calls, which we did, and we found that $400 was not supposed to be charged, but the remainder was. You disagreed with that, so you're taking that to your bank. That we listened to the calls. We, you know, everything is detailed and recorded. So it's really up to you.
You owe me money. What do you mean the remainder? There's no remainder.
Yeah, there's remainder. We charged you for local SEO. Don't you remember we discussed the entire amount that was charged yesterday?
No, you weren't supposed to charge me anything.
Okay, yeah, that's what we came back to. We're going in circles. You said we weren't supposed to charge you anything. We found that you did agree to continue with local SEO and then have that portion of the Facebook ad continue to run. So...
I already paid for that, though. What do you mean? I've already paid for that. So why are you? What are you charging me for? SEO was paid last month. So this billing—that's
a monthly
last
charge.
Billing day, it was paid up.
It's monthly. It's not just a one-time charge, Michael. That's a monthly charge.
Yeah, it was paid up for the last month. I just got your bill a couple days ago or whenever. It was paid up till then. So I don't understand what you're talking about. I paid you for that last month. You guys owe me for the last month.
No, it's a monthly charge. You were charged.
I know it is. What are you trying to talk about?
So regardless of whether you paid for it last month, you still have to pay for it this month, Michael, if you would allow me to finish.
No. What are you saying? You're saying that I didn't pay last month's bill?
I didn't say that. I said it's monthly charge. So, yes, you paid last month, but you also paid this month. It is monthly.
But we didn't do this month. This month, you just sent me the bill. So what are you talking about? You're trying to charge me for something I ain't even did yet.
This month, we charged you $699 total.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you bill ahead of time. So,
correct.
So basically, you're charging me for something I didn't get.
You're not getting it because you're canceling the account. You chose not to continue to use that portion of the charge. That's a legitimate charge. If you pay your service and the next day you decide to cancel, if you don't use the month you paid for, then you're not entitled to a refund. That's in our terms and conditions.
Yeah, but I've already canceled with you guys before. Well, yeah, I talked to you to Tanya back then, and she canceled the ad then. So that was a cancellation.
And no, Michael, it was not a cancellation.
But listen to me. The deal was that you guys, but you still owe me money, though. You owe me money for last month for the thing. So you were supposed to take that money and credit me towards this month. You never did that.
So the reason being is because you've already processed a chargeback. Okay? So now it's up to the bank.
It doesn't matter. You still owe me. Just because I did a chargeback doesn't mean you still owed me. Yeah, I got the money back, but that was my money to begin with. You shouldn't have took out. So what are you talking about?
You still
owe me for last month.
Michael, are you – okay, no, not last month. You were charged this month on the 16th. Okay, so on the 16th.
No, you owe me money from last month from when we canceled out the Google ads.
No,
you still owe me what was left over from that.
We are reallocating that if that's an option for you, which you decided yesterday was not. Remember, I gave you the option.
For what? What are you reallocating it for?
We're reallocating it to other ads. So yesterday I gave you the option to reallocate it.
But right now, though, you're not. You canceled my account, so you're not giving me anything.
I did give you that option, Michael. Everything is recorded.
You're going to keep, if you get my money back, which is $700 plus what you owe me that was reallocated, that, how much is that?
We didn't reallocate it because you decided not to use that. So there, it never went to your Facebook ads campaign. And as I mentioned before, if you don't use the amount that was put on your campaign, then you are not entitled to a refund. That's in our terms and conditions.
Yeah. Okay, so what about the money that I stopped the payment for? So you're gonna try to keep that too then?
That's going to be between the bank and our billing department, Michael. It's out of our hands entirely. You've already disputed that with your bank.
You got it on the 25th for that. And all right. You want to do this? I have an attorney. I'll just turn you over to him. I mean, you're not making sense. You can't just keep my money if I stop payment and then they give it back to you. You can't keep $700 a month.
If you have already decided not to allow us to help you and you're doing a chargeback, and for any reason the bank finds that it's a legitimate charge, we will not be able to help you with the refund. I explained that yesterday as well.
Yeah, all right, sure. You guys are a bunch of thieves, and I'm gonna. Anytime I can give you guys a bad review and tell people not to use it, I'm gonna do that because you guys are dishonest people. You're dishonest.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Michael. I have been trying to help you the entire time, but you won't allow me to even speak, Michael.
You didn't do anything.
Well, I did try to give you
our circle.
I did try to give you options yesterday, but you've already made it clear you've already disputed the charge with your bank.
You didn't give me options. You were supposed to give me something saying that I didn't owe you anything.
No, I sent you a cancellation email. That's what we said.
I know you did. You didn't do what you said you were going to do. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, Michael, I'm sorry I wasn't able to help you today. But you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah.
Okay?